Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ageless Listenings with Brenda Pierce. You've come to the right place for candid conversations, inspiration, and empowerment. Join me with my very special guests as we bring you media that matters on the Divas That Care Network. For more about the Divas and to listen to various podcasts, visit www.divasthatcare.com. Now let's get on with the show.
Hi everyone, are you in for a treat today? My special guest is Carrie Cannon, and I am privileged to have known Carrie for several years now, and just watch her blossom, grow, and expand her conscious alignments, and you're going to have the treat of experiencing one today. Carrie Cannon has a gift that allows her to ask the universe to facilitate change on behalf of anyone who listens to her, and the divine delivers. People have reported financial windfalls, healed relationships, soulmate connections, business success, and so much more. Believe me, I know this for sure. The best part is it requires no particular effort on your behalf of the listener. You just sit back, say yes, and watch as you experience instant energy shifts, and shortly after, life miraculously aligns to be in harmony with your desires. So with no further ado, I want to bring on Carrie Cannon. Hi, Carrie.
Yay! Thank you, Brenda. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm really excited and happy, and I'm totally excited and happy.
This is a wonderful way to spend a Friday morning together, creating miracles and watching shifts change in the world. And Carrie, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about the backstory, because we only have a half hour and we want to get on to doing some deliverables. Please tell us, everybody, a little bit about you and how this occurred in your life.
Okay, so the backstory is, I'm going to try and truncate it as much as possible because I can go on for 20 whole minutes with that. So initially, I had a touchstone, which was I was at a spiritual education program at Unity Village in 2004. And I, during that week, so it was a week of classes, 8 hours a day, I took four classes, 2 hours a day, the whole week. And so it was 8 hours of, intense spiritual study. And one of my instructors on Monday she taught my two afternoon classes. On Monday she came in, she did not have a splint on her hand. On Tuesday and Wednesday, she did. And somebody asked her about the splint, and she said she had gotten into a car accident 10 years before, and that ever since then, sometimes her hand hurt, and she needed to wear a splint. So on Wednesday, we were going through all of these miracles, Jesus's miracles. And miracle after miracle after miracle, it looked like there was a rhyme to his, like a method to his madness kind of thing, where, he would be presented with a challenge, then he would go into meditation, and then he would come out with a knowing, and then he would do his little charismatic thing, like, poking his fingers in people's ears, spitting on tongues, rubbing mud in their eyes, that kind of thing. And people thought that it was that act, the spitting on tongues kind of thing that made the miracles happen, but it wasn't. It was in the knowing. And I knew this from, this class. So at the one-hour break mark, I asked if there was anything that I could do to help heal her hand. And I got just no. And I was like, really? That's it? Just no? And I got just no. And I was like, okay. So I went in, I looked her in the eye, I held her hand, and I said, I don't know how, but I just know that your hand is already healed. And then the next day she came in and she said that, she wasn't wearing her splint, and somebody asked her about her hand. And she said, I woke up this morning and the pain was completely gone, as if it had been since before the accident. So I was like, wow, that's really interesting. And a year later, she was, sending out emails and like Jesus jokes and stuff like that. And I asked her if her hand was still healed, and she said yes. So I was like, oh, okay, so there's something to this. And then that was my touchstone. Then for 10 years after that, I went through a divorce and custody battles and like all sorts of stuff. And then I found myself in financial situation where I noticed that I was sort of allowing myself to be controlled by the fear of not having enough money, and it related to men. And I saw this pattern. I wanted it gone. So this is like 10 years later. So this is in like 2014 now, going from 2004 to 2014. And I saw this pattern. I had just lost primary custody of my two kids because I had gone through so many custody battles. And, that was kind of in the plan, I had been through so many, and I was just financially and emotionally broke at that time, and I saw that. So I saw this pattern. I wanted it gone, and I sent in a prayer request to Silent Unity, and I asked that. I said, I see this pattern. I want it gone. I want it replaced with something better. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I came across this person's work online that she did pretty much what I'm doing now. I listened to one of, what she said, and instantly I felt a sense of being at peace and at ease financially, because I was in a state of panic prior to that because the circumstances that were going on in my life. And I had one client who was providing me with the majority of my income, and I had also been receiving child support from my ex-husband. And those two men were where I saw this pattern of being controlled financially by men, and having that dynamic. And I, so immediately I fired that client, and then I realized that my income from child support was going away as well. That instantly disappeared. That instantly, as soon as I asked for that pattern to be gone, all of that money completely went away. And
yeah.
I had one client left who was paying me $250 a month to do audio editing services. And even though 95% of my income, went away, I was in a state of deep peace and serenity. And I kept asking. So, normal people, if that happens and 90 to 95% of your income goes away, people are going to be like, holy mackerel, I need to get a job. I need to find some sort of income. But no, me, what did I do? I sat on my couch and meditated for like 2.5 weeks. And I just kept asking, is there anything that I can do to bring in some income? And I kept getting, just wait. And then I said, is there anything I can do now to bring in some income? And I kept getting, just wait. And I got, just wait, just wait, just wait, just wait, just wait. And at the time, I was doing my World Awakened Talk Radio podcast. And one of my guests was somebody who I had met through this other woman who I was doing the audio editing for. And I edited his interview. And I was like, wow, this guy's amazing. And so I asked him to be on my show. And he wanted to do a pre-interview. So I talked to him, and then he said, he asked me how many people I knew liked the woman whose audios I was editing. And I said, I don't know, hundreds? Those are my people. And he said, really? He said, well, if you can get me interviews with people like that, I will pay you $500 a pop. And I was like, really? Okay, how many do you want? And he said, as many as you can get. So I was able to get like 10 a week, and I will let the audience do the math. And so all of a sudden, I went from making $250 a month to scheduling 10 $500 a pop interviews, $500 that was coming to me per week. And I was like, wow, this is really amazing. So I became obsessed with this woman who had done this prayer work, and I tried to track her down. I found her website, and she said that she was charging $1,000 an hour at the time. And I was like, that's okay, because I can afford that. And, I had other things I wanted done. I had other things that I wanted to resolve. And she didn't have any group programs going on. She wouldn't respond to my emails when I told her I would like to hire her for for private sessions. And so I went on, you know, I tried to find as many interviews as I could to just find out as much about her because she was inaccessible. And she kind of started to piss me off because people would ask her, oh, you know, is there any way that I can learn how to do this? Or can you tell me the script or, you know, whatever? And she, her blanket response was, oh, well, I could tell you how to do it, but I'm the only one with the gift. Nobody else can do this. And I had prior experience, you know, facilitating a miracle on behalf of somebody who had been injured for 10 years. And I knew that that was a crock of crap. So what I did was I made a decision that I was going to claim that gift for myself because I had already done it. And I did. That's exactly what I did. So I started practicing, claiming the gift, asking for guinea pigs. And you were part of this when this was all happening. Yeah. And we have a joint book that we did together called Embraced by the Divine, The Emerging Woman's Gateway to Power, Passion, and Purpose. And the collaborating author of that book, when I was asking for guinea pigs, said, Carrie, I would love for you to, you know, to do one of those consciousness alignments for me. And this is my favorite story because it's a twofer, and it's very specific. And that's what this work does. It's extremely specific. When I'm working one-on-one with somebody. So she said that she was having relationship issues with her daughter and she wanted for our book to be a bestseller. So I asked her about what was going on with her daughter. And she said she had graduated from high school, she turned 18, and she had a shopping habit. And she had told her daughter that she could not afford to support her lifestyle. So she would either have to get a job or go on the dole, which is welfare. And so being an 18-year-old, she decided to go on the dole. And so now she could afford the clothes that she wanted. However, she was sitting around the house, not contributing in any way, you know, being a teenager, and she was driving her mother crazy, and it was interfering with their relationship. So I said to her, I said, well, here's what we're going to do. I said, I know that you have a good relationship with your daughter, but it seems like the kid just needs to find something to do. You know, she needs meaning in her life. She needs to find something to do. And, you know, she doesn't want to get a job that she doesn't like. So here's what's going to happen. With your permission, I would like to do a consciousness alignment for her finding her dream job, her 18-year-old dream job, with no particular effort on her part. And she's going to be so proud of herself and so happy that it's her joy is going to spill into her relationship with you. She'll have her own money. She'll feel great about herself, and all of that will be healed. How's that? And she's like, that sounds amazing to me. So that's what I did. And then the next one, as you know, so I did a conscious, she wanted for our book to be a bestseller. And I said, well, that's nice, but why don't we ask for it to be a number one international bestseller? And she was like, can we do that? And I said, we can ask. So that's what I did. I asked for our book to be a number one international bestseller. 2 or 3 weeks later, or I don't know, maybe a month, who knows at this point, we had a call to talk about the book. And I was doing the web design for the book. And so she said, oh, I need to tell you what happened with my daughter. You know, before we get started, I want to tell you this. She said she was in her favorite boutique, spending her check, and the shop owner approached her and asked her how she would feel about modeling for their internet and print presence. And she would earn a paycheck, she would get a discount on clothes, and she could start a modeling portfolio if she wanted to. So, boom, dream job, 18-year-old, check, that's done. Then the other part took a little bit longer, because we had editing to do and, you know, rewrites and all that stuff. But on American Thanksgiving 2015, our book went to number one in the United States, Canada, the UK, Australia, and the Netherlands. So, yeah. You know, can we ask for that? Absolutely. We can ask for anything we want. Anything is possible. Anything you can think of. So, yes, it works.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's amazing. And I can attest to this because I knew you, Carrie, all through this whole process, and you know, and it was just incredible at the time. But hearing it again now, oh my gosh, you know, when you think about the possibilities of, you know, people's dreams come true and seeing this stuff happening all around you and through you and with you, you know, it's a divine gift for sure. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. So did we want to do some consciousness alignments?
I think the world needs to have more consciousness alignments every day. So for anybody listening to this show live, great. You know, you can listen to the replay, and the energy, the prayers, the alignment is embedded in this call. This is a gift. Carrie and I are here today. We want to share this gift with you, and it's going to be a gift that keeps giving. One of our listeners who will be listening later told me yesterday, Carrie, and I have already shared this with you, but the audience needs to know this. He's an artist. He's someone I grew up with as a child. And as adults, we kind of diverged and went our separate ways, and we reconnected. He's been sharing his art online. In fact, you can look him up on divergent.com, divergentart.com, Paulo Cunha. And Paulo, I'm going to share this with the world because it's so, so amazing. He's a very humble man, and he'll probably say, please don't, but I am. His art has been recognized since he did a conscious alignment with Carrie listening to one of our previous calls in September. Since then, he's been given a one-man show. He has now been, one of his pieces of art is actually going to be exhibited in the Louvre in Paris. And yesterday I had him as a guest on my TV show, and he came up to me after and he said, Brenda, you know that show you did with that Carrie? Wow, he says, my world has changed since then. So, Carrie, you know, I just want to thank you for bringing these alignments forward. And so without no further ado, you need to experience this. So sit back, relax, stop multitasking, and really concentrate on this and know that what you're going to experience is the real deal. It is a divine gift. Yeah. We are all connected to the divine, whether you believe in whatever way that you believe as a practice, this transcends that. And people of all faiths and cultures are experiencing this with amazing results. So, Carrie, thank you, and take it away.
Absolutely. And before I start this consciousness alignment, I just want to say that, you know, every day I get testimonials like that, and I am always floored that, you know, at what this does, and people attribute it to the consciousness alignments, and I'm just like, holy mackerel, I am so blessed to be able to share such a gift with the world, and everybody can access this as well. So before I do this consciousness alignment, I just want to let the audience know how to receive a consciousness alignment, because it's all about receiving. There's nothing that you need to do at the personality level. You just sit back, and to receive, you say yes to yourself as I'm speaking, to be open, and it activates your free will. And you need to listen intently. So like when Brenda said stop multitasking, it means stop multitasking. Just sit down, listen, and if you can't listen now, listen when you have an opportunity, because the listening and the saying yes is what will activate this for you in your life. And this consciousness alignment that we are doing is for living authentically and walking your talk. And when it comes to authenticity, a lot of people are afraid that, you know, if they're authentic, then they won't get the things that they want, you know, that they might, you know, feel like they need to behave in a certain way in order to achieve their goals or that relationship, or they're afraid of being judged or whatever. So there's, my perception is that there's fear behind inauthenticity, a fear of something. So I've sort of planned on addressing that so that people can be more authentic and realize that the more authentic you are, the more in alignment you are with your, you know, your prosperity, your fulfillment, your joy, your love, and all of that. So here we go. I'm just going to center myself. And here we go. Thank you, divine consciousness that lives in, through, and as me, and is the voice that speaks and the ear that hears, is all energy in the universe, including all ideas, thoughts, manifestations, light, and potentiality. Thank you, thank you, thank you for releasing this person from any thoughts of separation across all time, space, dimension, and reality, going down their mother's side of the family and their father's side of the family, going back 10,000 generations in every level of consciousness, every strand of DNA in their physical body and their etheric body. Now, thank you for imprinting this person with a new consciousness that allows them to permanently experience a new sense of belonging, of trust, of security, and confidence in themselves that is sourced in a knowing that their true, authentic self is the universe desiring expression through them now. Thank you, it's already done. Thank you, it's already done. Thank you for imprinting this person with this new consciousness as if it were inherited from 10,000 generations of their family lineage and anchoring it into their energy system now so that they no longer have any fear that there are risks associated with being true and authentic, true to themselves. Thank you for broadening this person's perspective so that they can clearly see who they are at the core, the emotions they feel, the goals and desires they have, and the people and circumstances that they find themselves in are all divinely placed in there to support them in their divine mission. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for imprinting this person with a deep trust in their authentic nature and allowing them to be at ease with themselves so that their true, authentic nature shines through now. Thank you for clearly demonstrating the rewards that come along with authenticity as the most expedient path to their own joy, fulfillment, connection, and expansion now. Thank you, it's already done. Thank you, it's already done now. Thank you for permanently anchoring this deep trust in this person so that they feel free in walking their talk and are a shining example of what it means to be living an authentic, inspired life on all levels. Thank you for already blessing this person's life with richness beyond measure in love, affluence, fulfillment, and meaning on all levels in every strand of DNA, every vibrating molecule, every spinning atom across all time, space, dimension, and reality. Now, thank you for rewiring this person's neural pathways and neuroreceptors so that this feeling of being at ease with their authentic expression infuses every part of their lives so that they may live the fullest, most divinely aligned life possible. Thank you. It is already done. Thank you. It is already done now. Anything in the way of that, delete, uncreate, and transmute now and forevermore, now and forevermore across all time, space, dimension, and reality. Thank you for permanently imprinting this person with this new feeling of ease and connection so that they trust their authentic self 1,000 times now and 1,000 times every day until it is complete. Thank you, it's already done. Thank you, it's already done now. Thank you, it's already done now. And so it is. Okay, take a deep breath. And push it all out. Take another deep breath. And push it all out.
Awesome, Carrie. Awesome. As you were doing that, I was in a meditative state and just really vibing to consciousness and having a mindfulness moment. And, you know, it transcends that your work takes people out of their monkey mind of now and really transports them into a place of all possibility. I know that some other people refer to it as the vortex, you know, but it's that place where there are no limitations, and it's such a beautiful thing, Carrie. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I'd like to just talk to that for a moment. I know we only have a couple of minutes left. So from my perspective, so when I do this work, I'm operating from a different perspective. So I rise above or expand outside of the personality perspective and connect with my knowledge that I am all energy, that all energy lives through me. And that that field of infinite potentiality or infinite possibilities is actually you. So it's not like it's a separate field, you know, because a lot of people see the vortex or whatever as separate from themselves and are trying to call things in. And that's what I perceive like most law of attraction work does. It's like trying to call things in to you as a separate individual. But I perceive it as there is no separation. There is no individual. It's all consciousness living in, through, and as each perspective of consciousness. So in that, the field of infinite possibilities then is you. So then you have access to that all-expanded divine essence that you truly are. So I just kind of wanted to touch on that since you kind of spoke to that for a moment and sort of allow people to get clear on what it is that I'm doing as I'm doing this.
And that's why this is so different. It's power punch prayer at a very fundamental level. And, you know, and people hear so many different things about the law of attraction and, yes, you know, vision boarding and all this sort of thing. But this is the real deal, people. Like, you know, spending 5 minutes here listening to this conscious alignment is very, very real. It's not happenstance. It's not wishful thinking by any means. And, you know, Carrie's doing such an amazing job helping so many people with her work. Now, Carrie, you have a membership site, right?
Yes. Yes, I do. And I think you have a link. You have a link to it.
Yep.
And people can go check that out. And, yeah, Brenda's got it. It's commandmiracles.com, but please do use Brenda's link. Because she is supporting this and my work, and she will be able to be compensated for that as well if you decide to sign up for that. But what that is it is so you'll access my entire library of consciousness alignments, which I don't even know how many are in there now, probably about 100. You'll also be able to access a Facebook group where, you know, other people who are learning the same thing and experiencing the same thing are participants, and you can communicate with people that way. And every month we do a live call where I actually take, you know, I take calls like ahead of time. People send me in, you know, I would like this or that, and I go through and I do the consciousness alignments. And I'm always happy and willing to take requests on the call. People will put their requests in the chat box and things like that. Most people I've found don't really like to speak up, even though I would love to have people speak up on the call. But, you know, I do a lot of consciousness alignments, and I don't just limit it to, you know, whatever, an hour. I'm happy to go over until, you know, my voice decides it doesn't want to do anything anymore. So I'm very happy to do that. But, yes, please do, because it's a really phenomenal value for the amount of that, you know, the investment for it. It's really phenomenal. I mean, if you can get your artwork into the Louvre and you can say it's all attributed to the consciousness alignments, anything can happen. So,
yeah. Well, yes, and please do support Carrie in this work, because this membership site is very special. Like she says, there's over 100 different consciousness alignments in there, and I believe it's probably even more. But whatever it is that's really an issue in your life is only an issue if you keep holding on to it. If you align with consciousness and the divine, anything is possible in that field of all possibilities. And we are really on the cusp of life in this moment of now, and everything is a new thought moving forward. So this is the real deal. So Carrie, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here with us this morning and creating this consciousness alignment that so many people are going to be able to benefit from, and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
It is truly, truly my pleasure, Brenda. I really appreciate you supporting this work, supporting me. You have been such a blessing in my life. And I, you know, kind of want to state that publicly, that Brenda's awesome.
Thank you.
And I really, truly appreciate all that, you know, all that you have done and the work that you're doing in the world to bring about so much good in so many people's lives. And you are just so steadfast in that. I truly appreciate that.
Warm hugs back and forth from each of us to each other. And, you know, everybody, I want you to know this is the real deal, okay? This is all possibility. And remember always that you are love and you are loved. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Bye for now.
You have been listening to Ageless Listings with Brenda Pierce. The views and opinions have been those of the participants and are not to be taken as medical advice. For more Ageless Listings, visit www.facebook.com/agelesslistings. Until next time, have a wonderful body, mind, and spirit-filled week.